Hi, welcome to the Toncast. This is very special guest Todd Anderson sitting alone for this recording. Almost had a host this week, last minute cancellation. So here I am talking to you by myself, very special guest, lost without a host. So I wanted to come up with some kind of specific topic to talk about this time so I don't just wind up complaining about my life. Cause you know, what's the use in that? And, lately I've been, you know, kind of in a good mood, which is, you know, despite everything really. Having a good time, nice things are going on. So I'm going to go ahead and be happy. And, I thought about, you know, being happy for no reason and, you know, things that make me smile. I was listening to my iPod and a Jimmy Buffett song came on. And I started thinking about Jimmy Buffett. And I have a lot of friends here in Los Angeles who kind of down on the Buffett. They don't like it when I play it on my iPod when they're over. One person in particular always says, every single time he's here and Buffett comes on my iPod, he always says, yeah, I don't know. I just don't get Buffett. And a lot of the people I know, you know, they don't like Buffett, and they make fun of it and all that. And I get it, you know. Hipsters are you know, kind of vehemently against the whole Buffett thing. Is the music unbelievably great? No, it's just kind of fun, dumb, hedonistic, hanging out, drinking kind of music. Beach music, I guess you might say. And it's twangy and country-esque a lot of times. And I find that, you know, a lot of people that in the circles I run in are kind of down on country music. And I'm not. I have very eclectic tastes when it comes to music. But I was thinking a lot about, you know, Buffett and this sort of negativity in my circles. You know, everyone's entitled to their subjective opinion. I'm not going to force Buffett down anyone's throat. If you don't like Buffett, you don't like Buffett. You know. But I'm not defending myself and my music tastes, you know, because what the hell? I like what I like. And Buffett, for me, you know, has a lot of nostalgic qualities to it. It comes down to this. When I first was introduced to Jimmy Buffett, I was a sophomore in high school. So he was sort of a coming of age moment for me. My friend Monty, who we sat in the back of English class together, and we joke around. And one time he told me, "Hey, have you ever heard Jimmy Buffett?" And I was like, I don't know. And he was like, "You know, the song Margaritaville." And I was like, I don't know. And he's like, "Anyway, me and my sister are going to this Buffett show this weekend. And, you know, do you want to go?" And I was like, "I don't know Buffett, but, I'll go. Sure. Whatever." So he gave me a copy of Buffett's greatest hits album, which was called Songs You Know By Heart. Of course it has Margaritaville on it and, you know, a bunch of other stuff that was kind of 70s era Buffett. And it's fun stuff. And I realized in retrospect that I had been listening to a Buffett song and giggling about it for a long time because the song Changes in Latitudes, Changes in Attitudes was on my mother's Jane Fonda workout record. So she would be exercising and that song would come on. And at one point in the song, he says, "Good times, riches, and sons of a bitches." And my brother, sister, and I would giggle, you know, because we weren't allowed to use such language. And we'd listen to the song as my mom would work out. And we'd giggle because he said bitches. And that's a bad word. So I realized, you know, oh, okay, I guess I have heard this Buffett fella before. But whatever. I had never been to a concert at this place called Great Woods in Mansfield, Massachusetts. It's an amphitheater. Now it's got some corporate name. I don't know, the Verizon or the Tweeter or something. I don't know. It's got some corporate name. It's no longer called Great Woods, which, you know, you can listen to Greg Proop's podcast if you want to know how I feel about that, because I agree. I don't like, you know, it's cool. Whatever, they got to make money, so they put corporate I don't know. Why isn't it called Great Woods anymore? It was cool. But, you know, Great Woods has changed a lot over the years. But I'll get to that. But for this particular concert, this was before Buffett. Buffett was a cult thing, you know, back then. I mean, people knew the Margaritaville song, but he was you know, we went to this concert, and the tailgating thing that happens, if you don't know, you know, Buffett shows are pretty famous for the tailgate party. In a lot of ways, the concert's about the tailgate party, and the tailgaters get pretty ornate. There are people who bring sand, and they like dump sand in the parking lot and create a makeshift beach off the back of their car. You know, people bring hibachis or full size grills. People bring gas powered blenders to make margaritas. You know, I never did anything that fancy. We were as simple as coolers and hibachis with, you know, burgers and that sort of thing. And it's the same as going to a football game and tailgating before that. But it was always when I went to this show, I mean, I had no idea what I was getting into. I was a sophomore in high school. Obviously, drinking was illegal. But my friend's sister had a fake ID and could get beer. And she got a case of Corona, which is a beer that I no longer drink because I think it's gross. At the time, you know, I was just a kid. So the beer was like, whoa, we're getting beer? So we had, you know, beer, and of course we didn't have a bottle opener, but, everybody there was more than happy to loan us bottle openers, even though we were kids. They didn't seem to care that we were drinking. And also, you know, the other thing is, you know, it happened, you know, in the late spring, you know, right before the end of school. So summer was kicking off. So it was warm and there were lots of women in bikinis, and they're all older women. You know, there were some in their 20s, but there were a lot of women in their 30s and 40s running around in bikinis and you know, short shorts and whatever. And I was a sophomore in high school, so it was kind of the most awesome thing that I'd ever seen. And nobody there was saying, "Hey, you kids, you shouldn't be drinking beers." They were like, "Whatever, kids are drinking beers. We're having a good time." People screaming, yelling. And, you know, it didn't take much for me to get a buzz. So I, you know, I have buzz after a couple of beers and had a burger and, you know, would have to pee. And it was wonderful to walk through the parking lot to the porta potties to see, and you'd see all these crazy tailgaters going on and all these attractive women. It seemed like heaven to me, and we hadn't even gotten, you know, into the show. And we spent a whole afternoon just hanging out in a parking lot and joking around, and it was pure, unadulterated hedonism, and it was a lot of fun, you know. I'd never experienced anything like that before. So I was an instant convert to the parrot head thing, you know, the Jimmy Buffett thing. And then, and all we had was lawn seats, you know, at these amphitheaters, they'll have, you know, the more expensive seats up near the stage, under the cover of a, you know, there's like a roof over it, and, but it's open, you know, so people who hang out on the hillside can look down and see it. And then, you know, the band and Buffett are in on monitors that you can see. And back then it was incredibly loud in the lawn. It was, you had no problem, hearing it. One thing I think that's happened to amphitheaters, such as, the place formerly known as Great Woods over the years is, you know, the rings of suburbs get pushed further and further out from the city. And a lot of rich people moved in and around the amphitheaters and then demand that the amphitheaters lower their volume because they can hear the concerts. So now when you sit in lawns, you have to strain to hear. So it's not fun anymore to sit in the lawn. You're just kind of at a concert that you can kind of hear, but you can't. You know, this was loud. So, and everybody was, all these people. And, you know, the stars are out and it's dark and you can't really see, you know, everybody around, you know, you, you know, except the people who are closest. But everybody was singing along and screaming and having a great time. So, of course, I mean, it was such a good time. It was a mind-blowing experience for me. I'd never been to a concert in an amphitheater before, for one. And for another, it was just this whole vibe. And I went to other concerts after that at Great Woods because I really liked it there. You know, I saw like the Doobie Brothers and James Taylor and Eric Clapton and people like that at the time. But none of those shows were as much fun as Buffett, because everybody at Buffett was, I don't know, it was just goofy and silly. You know, people wore fins on their heads and everybody was in Hawaiian shirts. And as I said, the ladies were in bikinis, and there were no other concerts where ladies were in bikinis. I like ladies in bikinis, as it turns out. So how would I not love that? So I started going, you know, every year. And then when I got to be college aged, you know, I exposed some friends of mine to Buffett in college, and they all became converts because it's just fun. It's just, you know, you go and you catch a buzz and you hang out with hot girls and everybody's friendly and laughing, you know. At least that's the way it was, you know, back then. And he wasn't that popular yet, because now, you know, you go and you have to go really early to get a spot in the parking lot. But back then, you know, we didn't even go that first concert. We didn't even go with tickets. We just, when we got there, we went to the box office and just bought some tickets. But now you have to like buy your tickets 6 months in advance, and you have to, you know, get online early and to get it, to make it happen. And, you know, it was a casual affair. It was, hey, let's get in the car and go see Buffett, you know? And then it was this wonderland of, hedonism and silliness. And I loved that. By the time I graduated college, and I think part of that was because Jerry Garcia passed away. So the Deadheads didn't have the Deadhead thing, because they had pretty crazy tailgate parties too. So a lot of them sort of gravitated over towards Buffett so they could keep the kind of crazy tailgate party vibe going. And I haven't been to a Buffett show in 10 years. And the last one I went to, I, you know, talked a bunch of friends into going, and we rented, you know, a party bus and had a driver so we could get loaded and not worry about driving. But the tailgate party was insane. You know, there was like a monkey there, and it was just riddled with frat boys. So I think like a lot of the negativity I mean, and people, you know, who have a problem with Buffett just don't like his music. They think it's cheesy or whatever. But I kind of like that. It's, you know, it's light and frothy, and no, it's not challenging, but who cares? It's his music's essentially about hedonism, so it shouldn't be that challenging. This particularly, there were guys walking around with Jello shots, and they were like, "Hey, you know," they said to my wife, "You know, hey, will you show me your tits, and we'll give you Jello shots." And she was like, "Fuck you," because when I started going, everybody was generous with whatever they had. You know, someone was cooking a burger and you happened by and started talking to them, and then they'd say, hey, you want a burger? And you'd say, yeah, sure, I'd love a burger. Or, you know, do you want a beer? Do you want, I'm making these frozen margaritas in this gas powered blender. Do you want, yeah. But then at this place, it was like people were selling things, you know, and demanding to see private parts in exchange for, it was just a different vibe. It was more of a frat party vibe than the mellow thing that I, you know, was initially introduced to. So it was a severe letdown. And then of course, you know, when we got into the amphitheater, where we just had lawn seats, you could barely hear the guy, because it was so quiet. And that's just not cool. That's not cool. I mean, that's my thing about people who move. If you move next to an amphitheater and then you have a problem with noise level, well, maybe you shouldn't have moved next to the amphitheater. I mean, the amphitheater was there first. Why do the rich people get to shut it all down? You know, you moved in next to an amphitheater, so you have to learn to love hearing music. Get into it. But no, they say, turn it down. I don't want to hear it. So nobody in the lawn can see, and it's kind of a ripoff. I mean, lawn seats are like $30, or at least they were back then. They're probably more now. And, you know, and $30 plus, you know, all the bullshit things that Ticketmaster, like, adds on to it to you know, to like, surcharges and all. Ticketmaster is such a racket. It's an awful racket. I don't know why we all put up with it. It makes me mad. But anyway, the point is just the whole vibe of the place just changed. It became, you know, it was early on, it was about, you know, the fun and chilling and then it just became this more aggressive party. You know, it's like people are more aggressive about getting completely shit-faced and puking in the parking lot before the show even starts. And you get in there in the show and it's all rowdy, you know, and not in a fun, like rowdy, pushy, like fights are breaking out. And I just, that was my last Buffett show. I was like, this is just no good anymore. And I actually soured on Buffett for a long time just because I was sort of like, I mean, now he's a gazillionaire and a huge deal every year for all these people. And that's cool. You know, you can go and probably have a good time, but it just wasn't the same for me. But then I started listening to the old music that I grew up with, and it does have a nostalgic effect on me. And I still dig listening to those old 70s Buffett songs. It's just kind of fun. And I don't know that I would go to a Buffett show at this point. But I certainly, I don't feel, I've, you know, made my peace with what it's become, and made my peace with the people who don't like it. I don't play Buffett when that guy comes over, 'cause I don't want to hear him fucking complain about it. But I will listen to it, and it puts me in a nice happy place. And it is that pure nostalgia? Yeah, most likely, probably, because I came of age listening to this stuff. And I had his greatest hits album, Songs You Know By Heart, on vinyl, and I listened to it all the time in high school. It just made me feel all right, and it was fun to listen to and close my eyes and imagine that I was hanging out in a parking lot with beers and bikini clad ladies. And I certainly miss that. I guess nostalgia can be kind of unhealthy, living in the past and all that, but that's not what it is for me. I just, I like I like listening to it, and it makes me happy. You know, psychologists be damned. Maybe I am living in the past. I don't know. I'm always moving forward, but I still do go back and listen to that stuff. And that's why, you know, that's why I like it. You know, I'm going to keep listening to those Buffett songs from time to time. I listen to new music all the time, but you know, Buffett is good. Buffett is fun. If you don't like him, I think you kind of have to go back in time and experience the Buffett show that I experienced to kind of get what I get about the whole thing. I mean, it's not just about, you know, the silly songs about drinking and all that. It's about the vibe of the thing, which has changed. It's evolved into something else. It's a more, just like the amphitheaters have become corporate, you know, Buffett's music has become more corporate and overproduced. But that old stuff, you know, pencil thin mustache and Changes in Latitudes and Margaritaville and Volcano and Fins and all these silly songs, they're just fun, and it's nice. What's wrong with music that's just dumb fun? Does everything have to be serious? I mean, everything's got to be ironic now. You can't, you know, it's either, you know, emo-ish or it's ironic. And I got no problem with that music. I listen to some of that music too. I guess that's part of the thing, is like when people are really resistant and they find something to key into and, you know, hate, you know, like, I just don't understand when someone says to me, yeah, I don't like reggae. I hate reggae. How can you hate an entire genre of music? I mean, come on, there's good. There, you may not like one reggae guy, but how, like, that's so weird to me. You know, I hate rap music. I hate country music. It's you're just sectioning off a part of your brain and your emotional life on like some weird principle that doesn't make any sense. I don't like people who like that music, so I don't like that music. And there's a lot of good stuff in every genre of music. There's a lot of bad stuff too, but you can't shut it. It's weird. It just strikes me as weird to shut yourself down to an entire thing. I get it, shutting yourself down to an artist. But I mean, I think in the case of Buffett, it's about the experience. I mean, if you've had the experience, man, so many of these people who said, I wish I could get in a DeLorean and hit 88 miles per hour and go back in time. It obviously is a DeLorean equipped with a flux capacitor. You can't go back in time in just a standard DeLorean. You need a flux capacitor and plutonium. Unless you've gone to the future and had it a Mr. Fusion installed, and then you can run the car on garbage. But you know, if it's just, you just started, you got to have plutonium. It's not easy to come by. And if you get stuck in the '50s, of course, you gotta rig a whole thing and get lightning to power the time machine, because, you know, it's hard to find plutonium back in the '50s. So anyway, my point is I wish I could take him back in time and, you know, and so they could see what I saw when I was coming of age. And I especially this one particular guy who hates Buffett, I bet he would have a good time at a Buffett show. And if he experienced that the way I experienced, his whole tune would change about Buffett. He'd like Buffett because he would have had the experience. And he's a guy who I know for sure likes women in bikinis and short shorts, running around in the sun, drinking beer. That's just a good time, getting wasted away again in Margaritaville. I don't even like margaritas that much. They're too sweet. If they're made from scratch, they're okay. But I would never have more than one margarita, because it's too much sugar. It makes somebody's call. Oh, it's a someone's calling me. It's a sales thing. That's my answering machine. You can hear it in the background. Oh, they hung up because I wasn't here to listen to their sales pitch. my landline, that's all we get is sales calls and then, you know, recorded calls from my son's school. But that, you know, that's pretty much it. Sometimes my mother-in-law calls that line, but generally, you know, I don't even know why we have a landline. I guess it's important to have a landline if there's an emergency and they're like there are sunspots. Or it's the Armageddon and the cell phones, satellites all die or something. And you have a land, of course, you know, landlines could die too. I don't know why we have a landline. I'm trying to justify something I spend money on needlessly. But anyway, that's all. I'm getting off the topic here. My point is you know what? I like Jimmy Buffett, and yeah, I guess I get why, you know, people don't think it's cool, and I don't care. I'm old. I don't give a shit what you think about the music I listen to. If you don't like Buffett, that's fine. Don't listen to Buffett. But there's stuff you don't understand. You don't understand how much fun I had listening to Buffett as a kid. I was a teenager, and I got beers in a parking lot, and I sat in a makeshift beach, and people made me burgers for free, and everyone was friendly and hot. 30-year-old women were talking to me, and, you know, moms and stuff were talking to me, and they were hot, and they were flirty. That's kind of awesome, you guys. I don't know what your problem is. Get off your high horse. Come on down and visit Parrothead Land once in a while. Just stop being this uber intellectual. It's okay to be dumb sometimes and act like an idiot. Not everything has to be serious. Yeah, there's Syria and all this crap and healthcare, and yeah, it's awful. And there's people starving in other countries, and AIDS and cancer and awful. So all the more reason to get together and have some beers and listen to Buffett and get stupid. Let's get stupid. Let's wear shark hats. Let's put fake parrots on our shoulders. Let's all get together and wear bikinis, coconut top bikinis, and be dumb. Let's be dumb and dance around like idiots and sing along to these silly songs. Because if we don't do these things, if we don't have this kind of fun in our lives, then what's the point? You know, if, yeah, there are poor people out there who can't afford it. If you can afford it, why not find a poor person and bring them to Buffett, and everybody can have a good time for the day, and instead of being miserable. I'm just saying there's no reason not to have fun. There's no reason. Okay, if you don't like Buffett and you got to be serious about everything, okay, if your music has to be serious, that's your choice. But don't shit on me for liking stupid stuff. God, man, it's fun. Just pull the stick out of your ass. Have a good time. Let's do some jello shots, and for free. We don't have to demand seeing naked boobs for jello shots. That's stupid. The only thing I wish is I wish the tailgate parties would go back to the more mellow affair that it used to be, just sipping beer in the sun. You don't have to be all running around and aggressive and trying to get laid and being angry and misogynistic. That's not what the Buffett thing is supposed to be about. But it should be about what I'm saying it's about. It's just fun. Come on, you guys. We can all have fun together. Now I'm upset. I've gone and upset myself about something as dumb as Jimmy Buffett music. What have you people done to me? You've destroyed me. Oh, God. Oh, God. Turncast.